chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost tripping on your nose. Oh, I love that song, me. It's a song about Christmas. I forget what it's called. I know who sung it, though. It were Nat King Cole. And I know that because it come up on the pub quiz the other night and I was the only one what got it. Earned our team 5 points, that did. Get in! Oh, we won, by the way. Oh, aye. Not to brag or nothing, but our team is smashing it at the moment. We go by the name Claire Bears. I chose the name. Cute, innit? And I'm Claire. Also cute. Just messing. Although it has been said that I possess a certain mystique. True story. A bit about myself then. So, I'm Claire, as I said. My middle name is Gowth, which is wind in Gaelic. Oh, not flatulence wind, not nasty wind. It's more wind like the breeze type of wind, which I've always quite liked. I think it's sort of romantic and poetic. And let me see, I'm 59, a Pisces. I'm fun and bubbly, but with an air of mystery and intrigue about my person. I'm someone who people tend to want to get to know a bit more. But what I present them with is something of a puzzle. I am, in a word, an enigma. That's more or less where I put on my Zeusk profile. I was quite pleased with that description, actually. I might have written it after a Lambrini or two. I am quite a competitive sort of person. As I say, I'm a very active pub quizzer. My mam initially got me into pub quizzes. She often competes herself. She first started going as a way to pick up men for free and easy you-know-what. She once told me that the local pub quiz circuit is absolutely crawling with randy anoraks who want their egos and other things stroking. Easy pickings for a game old bird like me mam. She actually said it might be a good way for me to meet fellas too. I haven't met any yet though, unfortunately, but I keep searching. If I ever see anyone who takes me fancy, then I swoop in there when the time's right. Well, I try anyway. I'm not really much of a swooper. That's more me mam's thing. My problem is that I'm never actually sure what to say once I've got a fella's attention. I get a bit nervous and flustered and I start talking absolute tripe. Mam reckons I should just throw caution to the wind and be more direct. She said I should just open with a one-liner like, "Now then, cocker, let's you and me go somewhere and bury the biscuit." I don't think I could ever do that, though. It's not really my style. Me mam's a different beast. She's always been obsessed. That's why me dad left her. He couldn't keep up. It sent him grey. Oh, it would be quite nice if I could meet someone, though. Especially if he were a fellow pub quizzer. We'd have something in common then. And with us both being competitive, well, it might make for something exciting elsewhere. Well, that's what me mam seems to think anyway. I don't think I've actually had good, you know what. I've had a fair bit of bad and a generous helping of fair to middling, but as for good, well, it's not something I recall. To be honest, though, it's been so long since I actually had any, it all seems like a very dim and distant memory to me. Not that I miss it all that much. It's never really been my thing, to be honest. It's more the companionship I miss, especially around this time of year. It would be quite nice to have someone to share Christmas with. I love Christmas, and I know I have the cats to share it with, but it's not quite the same. They don't tend to appreciate the season in quite the same way a human man would. And have you ever tried to get a cat to pull a cracker? No chance. Well, being single around this time of year can be quite awkward socially as well. Being popular, I get a fair few invites to Christmas get-togethers, where it's mostly couples, and as a desirable single woman, I often get sideward glances from some of the ladies in the group. I think they see me as some sort of up-for-it hussy waiting to pounce on their spouse. Not that I'd ever do that. I've no interest in pouncing on anyone, thank you very much, married or otherwise. I leave pouncing to the cats. Oh, and me mother. You have to keep trying, though. I mean, keep looking out for Mr. Wright, wherever he might be lurking. I'll be 60 next year, so it'd be quite nice to meet someone while I'm still young enough to enjoy a bit of romance. Might be nice to meet someone with a ready-made family and all. I'm quite open to that idea if it happens. Not quite sure where I'd put the kids, though, as I rent a fairly small bungalow and I drive an Audi TT. But we'd figure it out, I'm sure. The most important thing is to keep trying. I'm actually going Christmas speed dating tomorrow night, so you never know, she says hopefully with her fingers, toes and legs crossed. Ouch! I'm not sure what makes it especially Christmassy, mind. I think you just dress as an elf and they play Wham on repeat. Mum's coming along, for moral support. That's what she said anyway. Knowing her, she has ideas of her own. Anyway, however you're spending it, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And as Tiny Tim said, God bless us, everyone. Ta-ra! Wish me luck. Life's a Gas was written by Ben Ellis and performed by Sarah Starling. Like, share, subscribe, and leave us a review. Why not? Thanks for listening.